Oh, God.
You all right?
Yeah. Hello, and welcome to the Toncast. I'm your host, Gerald McCraney. No relation. Some of you listeners may remember me from my radio show from the greater Milwaukee area, Talk It Out Finch, the call-in show covering extreme bird watching. After a series of very public incidents, I left radio and moved to Los Angeles to join the exciting podcasting scene. So here we are at the Toncast. My guest... I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm Todd Robert Anderson.
Okay, my notes... I don't have notes.
I don't have notes either, so...
Okay, excellent. Well, welcome... Oh, God, you know, it's really early.
It is.
Oh, man. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mr. McCraney.
Great, I'm glad you're here.
Do a lot of people show up interviews expecting Gerald McCraney?
Yeah, I mean, but it's... Usually, once if they see it like in an email or something, they understand because spelling's different. My McCraney, it's spelled like the Scottish girl's name. So, although if they're just told McCraney, yeah, then they usually expect Gerald.
Because I was just told, my people just said
Gerald McCraney.
You do Gerald McCraney's podcast. Well, I honestly didn't know what to expect. I was a little bit surprised to find out that the guy from Simon and Simon and Major Dad,
yeah, no, that's
a podcast because he's still doing.
That's not me. No, he's doing really well. All right, so, I got like my assistant said something like that you're a landscaper.
No, I'm not a landscaper. I used to landscape. I worked for a landscaping company for about a year.
Oh, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. That sounds great. Why don't you go ahead and start talking about that?
Sure.
Because it's not just mowing lawns, right?
Well, it depends where you landscape. I would believe
you got any Advil.
Not on me.
All right.
No, maybe please. Your producers can... Can we get Mr. McCraney a Advil, please?
I don't know where they are.
Yeah, they must be on break.
This is a Mickey Mouse operation.
I notice a lot of people out back smoking cigarettes. Maybe do they smoke a lot of cigarettes?
That's a meeting.
Oh, okay. They have meetings by the dumpster out back?
Yeah, it's low rent space.
Okay. All right. Landscaping.
Yeah.
I landscaped in Massachusetts.
How's the grass there?
It's very nice. It's very nice. It requires a lot of work though. I landscaped for about a year. I started in the wintertime. A lot of that is because there's not a lot of landscaping to do in the wintertime.
I wouldn't think so.
What you wind up doing a lot of is clearing trees,
mm-hmm.
Chopping up trees.
Do you shovel snow, or is that a completely different kind
of? You shovel snow, yeah. When one of the things that you do when you're a landscaper,
like an off season,
in New England, is you have a truck with a plow on it.
Yeah,
and you also have to shovel walkways.
Yeah,
sometimes you'll use a snowblower. The particular outfit I had. We shoveled.
Do you ever pretend like you're a Ghostbuster? You have the snowblower?
Well, snowblowers, you're thinking leaf blowers.
All right, well, we'll get to that when we change seasons.
All right. Yeah, snowblowers, you push.
I'll come back to that.
All right. So then when spring rolled around, I was put on, you know, because he had a, during the winter, it was basically a skeleton crew. So he had me and one other guy, and we would do all the snow plowing and the tree clear. And we weren't, he had another guy that would work with us who was a tree cutter, scale the tree and cut it off. All we really did was chop up the wood and make piles.
Do you have to be
it.
like a licensed to climb the tree, or is it you're just like a guy like, hey, I'll climb the tree?
No, you need to be trained and have a license. Yeah.
For like insurance purposes, probably.
Yeah. Well, it's not an easy thing, and it's dangerous.
No, it looks dangerous.
And there's a specific way of doing it. You know, and they don't want everyone just climbing trees and cutting them down willy-nilly.
Right. Did you ever get into that or any of the tree climbing and cutting?
No. I was just, I would haul the wood around and chop it up, after the tree cutter took it down.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's what I did during the winters. But then when spring rolled around, then we're doing some good landscaping. In the beginning of spring, the grass isn't growing. You don't have to mow lawns all the time.
Because it's coming out of the hibernation.
Right. So there's a lot of garden building at that point, mulching, planting.
Well, now describe mulching.
Mulch. There are different grades of mulch, of course.
How many?
I'm not sure how many. Out here in the West Coast, it's different grades of wood shavings, and different types of wood and how moist and fresh it is.
Yeah, no, I mean, I assume there's a lot of parameters. I'm just saying, is there like professional, grades, like, is it a grade A?
I understand.
A, grade C,
the answer.
Or is it just a mix and match? Is it all fucking?
I think it's different according to what region you're in. Right. In Massachusetts, I don't know how many there were. We used a very specific brown mulch. The wood was very moist.
Mm.
It was very easy to spread.
Yeah.
I was not a professional. I mean, I worked as a landscaper, but I was just a hired. I was a kid.
Right.
I didn't go to agricultural school or anything.
No.
The guy who ran the outfit, he was the guy who would be able to answer.
Well, you
all
couldn't
those.
Even climb the tree with the cutting thing.
Well, he
you
didn't climb
even
trees either. I didn't study landscaping.
No, you didn't.
I was just a hired hand. I was hired hand. Anyway, so there was a in the spring. There was a lot of, and then then you have to fertilize the lawns. I remember I didn't really know what I was doing as far as...
I thought mulch was fertilizer.
No, you're mulching your flower beds. Well, mulch can have different meanings, but when I was landscaping...
It's got poop in it, though, right?
Some mulch does. Mulch I'm talking about, it was wood shavings. It was wood.
It was just wood.
It was moist.
No other, like,
it was moist wood.
Moist wood.
Moist wood shavings. And you'd put it around on the mound or the garden, and you'd put it around the bushes.
Then you put like the poop on top of it, or
there wasn't. We didn't use in New England. They
manure,
do that
manure,
out. They do
it's
that.
Manure.
They do the manure out here for the grass.
They
do the manure for the grass out here. We didn't do it there. We used chemical fertilizer on the lawn, and there was a little bucket, that you pushed, and it would spread
the little
fertilizer.
Spray. Yeah, I know those things.
And the thing I learned the hard way is that when you turn. You go across the lawn.
No, and then you have to turn around and come back to the strip.
You got to turn the feed off, because when you turn, it dumps too much fertilizer and it'll burn out the grass.
Ah, well, that's a good tip. That's a good tip for everybody out there with your feed bucket. Don't turn it without turning it off, because you burn your grass.
Yeah, you get. We did that on one lawn. We had to go back and put sod down.
And what the hell is sod?
It's just like a hunk of grass.
So that's not even close to mulch.
So, No, but we burned out the grass, so it was dead.
Sod's like a, it's just like a, it's just
it's like a section of grown grass.
Ground grass. Yeah. That's
so you don't have to seed it and wait. You just instant grass.
Why is it called sod?
What
does that mean?
Well, I don't know.
All right, but it's just a mat of grass. Grass mat,
yeah. Right. And you just put it in, you know, we put it in the holes to fix it. Yeah, so I never made that mistake again. Right, okay, I made that mistake.
I'm learning a lot today.
Another mistake I made, because we had a log splitter.
Right.
And the guy who ran the outfit, he didn't spend a lot of money. He would borrow stuff from friends. And we had a lot of, you know, we would use axes to cut wood if there wasn't, you know, to split wood if there wasn't a lot. But we had this one job. It was a massive pile because they cleared all these trees. So we needed to, you know, in the interest of time, needed a log splitter,
Which is the log splitter, for our listeners that may not know, is a machine that splits logs.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's on wheels, you know, so you can move it
around. It's
portable. And you just put the log in and the machine splits
it. Does it for you, yeah.
It's just, boom, it's easy. But what we learned is... you really, when you're transporting something like a log splitter, you don't shirk on the tying down. You really got to get
make now, sure. Now, was this thing is like in a truck bed, or is it like on its own wheels that then you like hook up to a truck and just tow it?
Well, it was designed to be hooked up to a skid loader or a small truck, but it was too small for our big truck, so we put it in the bed of the pickup truck.
It was too small for the big truck?
Yeah, the hitch on it. Was
oh,
for a smaller, smaller vehicle, so it would have been too high up because this truck was huge. So we would lift it and put it in the back of in the bed.
That sounds like a lot of trouble.
It was a lot of trouble, and we were in a rush. Coworker and I, because it's Friday, and we were just like, we're only going down the street, so we threw it in, and on the way, it kind of slid. And it broke the, a little valve where the oil went. So
all the oil spilled out.
And it was irreplaceable. So we destroyed my boss's friend's machine.
How much did those cost?
He was not happy.
How much did those cost?
Thousands of dollars.
Sounds like a lot.
He was not happy.
I wouldn't.
He lost money on that job because of me.
Yeah. And he didn't even get the wood split.
No, we had finished splitting the wood.
Oh, well.
It was done, but we wrecked the machine.
All right, so there's that.
I think maybe, because he made it out to me much worse, I think, than it was. I think ultimately he could replace
So you've got
mechanism.
You've got mulch.
Yeah, mulch.
You've got sod.
Sod, yeah.
What else?
Well, then, by late spring and summer, then he needed a full-time lawn mowing crew.
Right. I mowed lawns when I was a kid.
Yeah, no, I mean, I mowed lawns before that. As a kid, like in high school, I would mow a neighbor's yard. But this is a guy who runs a business. People hire him, and the more lawns he gets, the more money he makes.
Right.
So you're constantly mowing lawns.
Right.
Basically in a two-week cycle. You're constantly mowing lawns. And then you go back and start.
Yeah, I know. These are the whole thing.
So he needed a full-time.
Like shaving your body.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a full-time lawnmowing crew, and me and the guy who, like, the skeleton crew had been working in the winter and the early spring, we've been working together, and he was actually an old buddy of mine from college, so it was great.
Yeah.
We would hang out together, we'd do I actually really liked, you know, planting stuff and mulching and, you know,
outdoors.
I enjoyed it, and we were together, we were buddies, so we would talk and joke and... You know, it was just a good time. It felt good. It felt like blue collar good. I felt like a real working man. But then we were also, you know, the only college graduates who worked for him when he brought in a full crew.
Yeah.
And because we were smart, he split us up.
See, he wouldn't fuck around so much.
Well, we didn't. We got all our work done. It wasn't that.
Yeah, but you wrecked that log splitting machine.
We screwed that up. That was a screw up. That was a screw up, but that wasn't because we were friends. It's because we were idiots. So you don't split up idiots to run crews,
right?
But that's what they did. He split us up because we were college graduates,
yeah,
and therefore smarter than everybody else, I guess.
Even though you're the guys that wrecked the log splitting machine.
Well, yeah, we screwed up, but we were responsible. I think that's part of it. Is that we screwed up, but instead of you know, putting it aside and not mentioning it to him,
right.
we walked up to him and said,
"We destroyed a locks betting machine.
Destroyed your machine." And he was angry, but in the end, we were honest and responsible and admitted to our mistake, as opposed to not. And putting it in the garage and letting it sit there.
And then going, I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I think because of that, you know, we were responsible we were, you know, college graduates. So it became less fun after that. Now, he put my friend, Andy, on the landscaping crew. So he was still doing the creative mulching and putting in plants, and it was a very nice, it was very exciting.
Yeah,
each job was different, and then you had to dig, and it was a different thing. When you're a lawn mowing crew, there's two things you do.
Well, three things you do.
You maintain the lawn mowers, you cut grass, and you do your edging.
Right.
And that is it. And mowing lawns, like, incessantly for, I think, 6 months was too much. It was too much. And, you know, meanwhile, Andy's doing all this stuff, awesome stuff.
Yeah, he's getting, you know, he's belle of the ball.
Right. And then in the fall, once the grass, you know, you can cut back on the lawn cutting because it doesn't grow as much. It's starting to move into wintertime. That's when you start working and securing the whole, because he had a greenhouse and a nursery and everything, and you start getting everything ready for the winter months. So you pull down, and he had, the greenhouses were covered in plastic.
Right, yeah, the old plastic.
And I think it was every 2 years you had to replace the plastic.
The plastic, yeah.
And we were on a year when we had. So Andy and I ultimately got to work together again. Replacing plastic.
Oh, that's nice.
It is such a royal pain in the ass.
Because
it's just a staple gun and plastic.
Yeah.
And if you don't get that plastic on, and it's a huge structure. If you don't get that plastic on there just right, you get to one end and realize you got to redo the whole thing. Because it doesn't fit right.
Is that better or worse than mowing lawns?
It was way better than mowing lawns. Because as frustrating as it was different than mowing
But
lawns.
Still pretty repetitive.
It was, but there was, you know, I don't know. I guess with lawn mowing, there certainly is an end game in the season. But when you're doing the same thing week after week, and it's just you're walking through the same yards and doing the same thing over and over and over again, as opposed to a job that just takes a week and then you're done.
Yeah.
You know, it's
now,
different.
Did with this in this landscaping business, did you ever man, I got a headache. That's oh boy.
None of your producers are they're still
No, they not just out. They kind of
do you
want to
run out and check the meeting and see maybe if someone's got Advil?
I don't want to get involved in their business. They don't like it when I do that.
All right.
Oh man, just give me a second. All right. Right, the like in the fall areas, seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be doing like lots of like leaf cleanup and raking? Did you do the raking and the leafing?
Yeah.
Is that when you had the leaf blower and pretended to be a Ghostbuster?
Well, you have the leaf blower all through the lawn mowing season because you use it to blow off the side.
But how often is what I'm getting at, were you a Ghostbuster?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day, yeah, I pretended I was a Ghostbuster. And I think leaf blowers are in LA. I think they're a complete waste of time because people blow the dust off the sidewalk. They leave, and the wind blows the dust back on the sidewalk.
Right.
Leaf blowers are a little bit in a rural area where I grew up. That made a little bit more sense because you had huge yards, and you instead of raking, which would have taken days, you blow leaves off into the woods.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, no, if you got somewhere to blow it, that's one thing. I mean, ultimately, though, because if you're raking leaves and you're putting them in a bag and you're raking clippings and putting them in a bag, wouldn't a leaf sucker make more sense than a leaf blower? And it's just attached to the bag like a vacuum cleaner and you just suck stuff up and then change the bag?
Yeah,
that... wouldn't that make a lot more sense than a blower?
Yeah, because then you'd actually remove the refuse.
Yeah, as opposed to simply just putting it somewhere else.
Right.
No, that's why I've never understood blowers. I've never understood leaf blowers.
Yeah, it does. But they are fun, and they do.
They make a hell of a racket.
They're very loud, but they are fun, and they do make you feel like a Ghostbuster.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that, but they don't really get a lot accomplished.
Yeah.
What? Oh, Jesus.
Are you all right?
Yeah, no, just...
Just the headache?
No, I'm a little nauseous.
You're nauseous?
Just a little. It's so early.
It is pretty
early. It's so early and bright. So why have you stuck with landscaping?
I have not. I only landscaped for a year.
Just a year?
Yeah, just a 1 year.
Magical year?
It was a good year. It was a young year. Yeah. It was tough.
What kind of life lessons have you taken away from your year of landscaping?
I mean, at the time I was very young and filled with dreams, and I was just, it was, the thing was a means to an end. But I guess, more than life lessons, I have a lot of fond sort of memories of that time.
What would you tell someone who was looking to get into the landscaping industry? What would you suggest to them would be the way to go about it?
Well, I mean, if they want to make a career out of it, I think they should probably go to agricultural school.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get a loan and, you know, start your business. Yeah. But if you're just looking for, you know, $12 an hour, as I was, then, you know, just go ask if you can have a job.
Okay.
They need just hired hands all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's you make your mistakes, but it's pretty easy to learn. I mean, it's mostly just hard physical work, which I really enjoyed. I mean, if you do that kind of work, you don't need a gym membership.
I just got a note from my producer. It says you're an actor.
Yes. Yep. I was. Yeah, I was. I took the landscaping job to save up money to move out to Los Angeles.
All right. I'd like to thank my guest, Todd Robert Anderson. That's all the time we have today. I'm Gerald McCraney, no relation, for the Toncast. And thank you. I gotta lay down.